It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveredRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Fort State Fieldhouse, where the Fort Recovery Indians later today will be taking on the state-ranked Lady Patriots of Tri-Village. We're getting ready for the JV game. It'll be just couldn't see your number here. It is Maddie Bennett jumping for Lady Patriots. And they get the tip, but immediately lose it. So Indians will have the ball. A couple of seconds gone here. Elena Evers is jumping for the Lady Indians. Macy Day has it to Emma Colleague or to Katie Guggenbiller. In the corner. Grace Guggenbiller, excuse me. And Grace has it over to Macy, top of the key. Dribbles down in the corner to Colleague, to Evers, out on the right wing. She gets it batted away, back to Colleague. Goes inside to Hope Wendell, in over to Lena Evers. Shut up, no good, and Hope Wendell with a foul on the rebound. 6:27 left here in the first quarter. No score, and it'll be the Lady Patriots bringing the ball in from under our basket. So it's Scantlin gets it to go down, back to Scantlin, back to go down. She brings it across center court, and she's on the left wing. Gets it up high to Carsey Sproul. Tries to go down inside to Maddie Bennett. And she is tied up. And so the Indians will get it on the alternate possession. So Grace Guggenbiller to Macy Day. Inside. Tries to go inside to Hope. Tipped away. Back out. Colleague has it. To Grace Guggenbiller, to Evers, goes inside to Hope Wendell. She goes up for a right-hand layup, and she is fouled. So, minute and 15 seconds gone here. No score. Hope Wendell steps to the line. She's usually a pretty good foul shooter, so we'll just see if she can't make a couple here. First one up and in. Second one up, no good. Rebound to Bennett. She gets it to Chloe Godown. She's on the right wing. Gets it to Sproul at the top of the key. Goes inside to Bennett. No good. Rebound to the Lady Patriots. She tries to get it out to one of her guards and throws it into the stands. Indians will have it. Guggenbiller into Macy Day. Macy Day in the right corner now. She gets it to Colleague, almost stolen. Kind of a slow pass. Back to Macy Day at top of the key. Her shot up. No good. Three-pointer misses. And it is Bennett, the 5'9" freshman. She looks a little bigger than that. She has the rebound, but it's lost. So it'll be the Indians' ball. Macy Day. Gets it into Elena Evers. Quickly up. No good. Rebound to Bennett. Bennett gets it over to Sproul. travel. So it'll be Indians ball. And again, Macy Day brings it across center court. Macy dribbles down on the right corner, gets it back out to Elena Evers on the right wing, back to Macy in the right corner. Elena Evers out past the volleyball line. Grace Bugendeller tries to shoot one from the foul line and big miss, but she's... Nope, I guess they're calling a foul on Elena Evers on the rebound. That looked like maybe she was blocked. And Elena Evers is her first foul. So it'll be Lady Patriots. Go down, has it. Goes, tries to go inside. Gets it over to Sproul. Her shot up, no good. Rebound, fought for, and knocked out of bounds by the Lady Patriots. So our Indians will have the ball now. And again, Grace Bugendeller into Macy Day. Elena Evers, shot up, no good. Rebound, Grace Bugendeller. Tries to go inside. And... a little too far, led Hope Wendell just a little too much. So we've got a couple of subs in now. We have Faith Gruby and Marissa Garkey in for the Indians. So it's those two plus Evers, Hope Wendell, and Macy Day. For the Lady Patriots, let's go down. Gets it to Delaney Gray, who gets it inside to number 24, Maddie Bennett. Shot up and good. We're halfway through the first quarter. Indians down 2-1. One foul shot for the Indians, one field goal for the Lady Patriots. Macy Day goes inside to Garkey, puts it up. Partially blocked. Rebound by Bennett. Up ahead quickly. Excuse me, to Scantland. Misses, gets her own rebound, and puts it back up and in. So, 3 minutes to go here. Indians are taking a quick timeout, and we'll take one, too.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoke from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
We're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. 4 minutes played here in the first quarter. And Indians are down 4-1 now. Two baskets in the last 30 seconds for the Lady Patriots. And we're down 4-1. So it'll be Marissa Garkey into Macy Day. She goes, dribbles over into the right wing. Kind of in a trap. Tries to get it out of bounds off of one of their legs. But she wasn't successful. It was grabbed by Carissa Sproul, who was standing on the line. So that worked out for the Indians, although it wasn't, you would never draw a play like that. So Faith Gruby has it inside to Hope Wendell. Nice little turnaround hook. 4-3 now, Indians down one. Let's go down. Gets it to Scantland, right wing. Three-pointer up and good. Scantlin, the 5'7" freshman. Nice shot from the right wing. It's 7-3. Lady Patriots. Macy Day goes to Hope Wendell at the foul line. To Garkey. To Faith Gruby. To Macy. To Garkey at the top of the key. Shot up, no good. And rebound Bennett. Goes quickly ahead to Scantlin. And she is fouled by Macy Day on what would have been a pretty easy gimme layup. So Scantland will go to the foul line, 5'7" freshman. She has 5 of the 7 points. She has a 2-point basket and the 3-pointer from just a moment or two ago. She's at the line again, and that's up and good. It's now 8-3 in favor of the Lady Patriots. Just under 2 minutes left here in quarter number one. Second one up and good. 9-3. So Indians down 6 now. Aubrey Kanapke in the game now in place of Macy Day. They try to go inside. It's knocked away. Hope Wendell grabs it. Shot up. No good. Gets her own rebound, and it's up and in. 9-5. Minute 40. Indians with a little bit of pressure. They try to go inside. They get it to Bennett. She loses it. Tried to put up a shot quickly, and I think it was blocked, and she might have tapped it as it went out of bounds. So Aubrey Kanapke will bring it up for the Indians. Crosses center court. She's out beyond the foul line, or the volleyball line. Gets it to Garkey. Goes cross court to Grubby. Grubby puts up a 2-pointer, and that's up and in. And it's 9-7. Indians within two. Two quick baskets here for the Indians. Minute 10 left here. And the Lady Patriots will bring it up, and it is Delaney Gray. She gets it to Carsey Sproul in the left corner. Clear back out to Chloe Godown out by the volleyball line. And gets it over to Scantland. Three-pointer up, no good. Bennett had the rebound, loses it. And Aubrey Kanapke has the basketball, brings it up. She gets it over to Marissa Garkey. She puts it up from the foul line. Off, no good. A long rebound, and Faith Grubby has it. She puts up a 10-footer from the left side, no good. And rebound for Scantland. Scantland gets it to go down. Gets it across center court. 26 seconds left. They probably will go for the last shot. If they get an easy one, they might go for it, but it looked like that's what they were going to do right there. They went inside to Maddie Bennett as she was breaking to the right side of the basket, and she's fouled by Elena Evers. That's her second foul. She's going to be replaced by Guggenbiller. Couldn't see who it was. And gets it inside to Bennett. She puts shot up, no good. Scantland with the rebound. Grace Guggenbiller. That's Indians' 15th foul. And they get it in, 14 seconds. They are not waiting for the last shot. They've taken 3 or 4 shots here in the last 10 seconds. So they are getting it in and getting it to them. And they're going right at the basket. And Indians have committed 3 fouls here in the last 10 seconds, trying to prevent that quick basket. So Scantland goes to the line. Her first shot is up and in. 10-7 now. 13 seconds left here. Second one up and in. It's 11-7. Indians down 4. Aubrey Kanapke has it. 10 seconds. She gets it, tries to get it into the corner to Grubby. Knocked away. The Guggenbiller with 5.4 in front of the Lady Patriots bench. She gets it to Garkey in the left corner. Puts up a 3. No good. Twice off the rim. And tries to get a shot off before the buzzer, but not close and not successful. So after 1, it's 11-7, the Lady Patriots. Back in just a minute.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Back here at Fortside Fieldhouse, the Tri-Village Lady Patriots lead 11-7. They get the ball to start the second quarter, and it'll be go down out beyond the volleyball line. Goes inside to Bennett, knocked away. Bennett chases it down in the right corner to Sproul. Back, clear out to go down again, back out beyond the volleyball line. Goes to Scantlin. Back to Sproul, back to Scantlin. Now over to go down in the left corner. She goes inside to Sproul. Back out to Scantlin. She gets it to go down, puts up a three, and that is good. 14-7 now. Indians down seven. So Macy Day will bring it up. It is colleague in the corner, inside to Whitley Rammel. She'll put the ball up, no good, and rebound to go down. That is Chloe go down. She'll bring it across. I'll try to get some of the first names of these girls in here, but a lot of times the ball's getting passed around way too much to get anything but the last name in, or sometimes in our case the first name. So it'll be Macy Day bringing it up. Indians down seven. Colleague, three-pointer right away from the right, no good. Whitley Rammel with the rebound, gets it out to Garkey, out to Macy Day, gets it inside to Garkey, tries to go inside to Whitley Rammel, knocked out of bounds by the Lady Patriots. So Indians will have the ball. It'll be Macy Day going to trigger it in. And get it into Whitley Rammel. Quickly goes up, and she's fouled. Looks like that was on Carsey Sproul. Team's second for the Lady Patriots, first for Sproul. And Whitley is at the line, up and good. Nice shot. Let's get one more, Whitley. 14-8, down six. Been a minute and a half played here in the second quarter. 5:32 left. Shot up, and that's also good. Two nice foul shots for Whitley Rammel. 14-9 with a 5-point deficit for the Indians. Shot quickly up for Molly Scantlin, and she has 9 points, a 3-pointer for her. We need to start watching those 3-point shooters. Can't let the game get away from us. Indians bring it down. Try to go down in the left corner, and nobody there. So Indians turn it over, 5:09 here in the second quarter. And, it's going to be Scantlin bringing it up. She'll get it to go down. Go down dribbles to the left side. She's out again past the volleyball line, setting up the offense. And it's Scantlin on the right wing now, looking to go inside. Can't get there. It's to Sproul, who's usually inside, shoots a three-pointer, no good. Macy Day brings it up, but she tries to get it ahead, and Scantlin intercepts it and gets it over to go down, tries to flip it back, and she is fouled by Guggenbiller, I believe. So that's a foul on Grace with the team's seventh. Indian's seventh foul, her second for Grace. She'll come out, and Faith Gruby will come in. So we have Gruby, colleague, Whitley Rammel, Macy Day, and Hope Wendell for our Indians. And it'll be go down going to the foul line, shooting a one and one here. First one's up, off, and Indians
Do a little boxing out. Macy Day comes up with it on the long rebound. Gets it to Hope Wendell, top of the key. Over to Colleague. To Gruby. Wendell on the left wing. Dribbles down into the left corner. Gets it out to Macy Day. She's looking to go inside. Over to Hope on the right wing again. Macy Day in the right corner. That's her shot. Up and no good. Gruby with the rebound. Shot up and no good, but she's fouled. It'll be a foul on Scantland. That's her second. They want to keep her in. She has 12 of their 17 points. So they don't want her to get in foul trouble, but she is a really good player. First shot up. Bounces five times on the rim and goes in. Most of the time, if they get that many bounces for us, they don't seem to go through. That one went through. 17-10. Indians deficit down to 7. Second shot up. Around the rim and no good. And that is rebounded by Bennett. Bennett gets it to... Can't see your number. Okay, that's Delaney Gray. Gets it to go down. Go down, dribbles to the right wing. Looks to go inside, can't. Goes to Sproul at the top of the key. She shot from there last time. Gets it to Ashlyn Wilson, who's in the game now. And gets it back out to Delaney Gray, who puts up a three. And that is up and in. That's 3 points for her. 6 points for her. And Indians have it. Ruby to Kanapke. To Colleague, she dribbles into the lane, shot up, no good, fouled in the act of shooting. That'll be fourth team foul, I believe, for the Lady Patriots, and that'll be Ashlyn Wilson, who's just now into the game, so her first foul. So Colleague will step to the line, and that's up and in. So Emma Colleague puts us within 9, 20-11. Next one up, also in, 20-12, 3:23 left here in quarter number 2. Indians down by 8 to what appears to be a very talented Lady Patriots junior varsity team. And their varsity is, I believe, ranked, I'll check later here, I've got the stats here, but I believe they're ranked 4th in the state of Ohio. So they're a pretty good team here. Yeah, they're ranked number 4, 18-1, I believe, is their record. And they'll, I believe, down south, they start their tournament this coming week instead of the following week like the Indians. So the Patriots give up the ball, lose it on an errant pass. 3 minutes to go. Indians have it. Gruby down in the right corner. Gets it out to Macy Day, left wing. No good. Gruby tries to get the rebound. Cannot quite get there. And it's touch last by Chloe Godown. So the Indians will take it out. Just on our side of center court, just barely. It'll be Aubrey Kanapke to Macy Day. Macy dribbles over to the left side. Back to Aubrey on the right side. Gruby down in the corner to Wendell. To Macy, to Aubrey Kanapke in the left corner. Aubrey Kanapke again in the left corner. Inside to Wendell. Outside to Wendell. Tries to go inside to Whitley Rammel. And she is tied up. And it'll be Indians ball on joint possession. 2:26 left here in quarter number 2. It is Macy Day. Tries to go inside to Hope. Faith's older sister. Hope Wendell, and she's fouled. That's the 6th team foul for the Lady Patriots. Aubrey to Wendell. To Macy out on the left wing. Three-pointer. Up and good. 20-15. Indians within 5 now. And they get it in to Godown. Godown will bring it up with a little bit of pressure from Macy Day. No big pressure, but not making it easy for him. And Macy's on her pretty good right now on their end of the court. And so they're going to, I didn't see what happened, but offensive foul on Godown. Probably a forearm. And the Tri-Village coach is, let's call it explaining. Looks like Mike Fisherback is explaining things to the official. So, Indians ball. Kanapke to Elena Evers down in the left corner. To Gruby, back over to Elena. Tries to go inside to Whitley. Whitley goes out to Gruby. Gruby puts up a shot. No good. Rebound fought for. No good. And Delaney Gray with the ball now for Lady Patriots. They'll get it across center court. Trying to get her in the trap over there. Looked like they might have had a carry in the ball, but didn't call it. Tries to get it to go down, and it's knocked away by Macy Day. So Delaney Gray will trigger it in for the Indians. And Marissa Garkey will come in for the Indians, replacing Faith Gruby. So Gray gets it in now to Kaylee Osborne. She gets around to the right side, gives it off to Meredith Butch. Back to Osborne. Up on top to Ashlyn Wilson. She's looking to get it somewhere. She gets it back to Osborne. She's out past the volleyball line. Indians, minute three here, putting some pretty good defensive pressure on them. They're having trouble finding passing lanes. So it is Ashlyn Wilson dribbling across the lane. She gets it to Osborne on the right wing. She dribbles out across the foul line, across the lane, and there'll be a timeout called by Tri-Village. Probably a good idea. They were really having trouble with their passing lane, so he calls a timeout to try to get things under control. So we'll take a quick break. Be back in just a moment.
In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like you to think about the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse. Indians down 20-5, 49.8 left here till halftime. And Indians are giving them a little bit of trouble with some of their starters out here, giving the Lady Patriots trouble trying to get their passing lanes. And, wow. So they're calling an offensive foul, probably a push on Maddie Bennett. That's her first. She's been playing pretty much the whole game, and she's a very good, strong player. She only has a couple of points and one foul, but she's a good, strong player for the Lady Patriots. And she'll be a pretty good one for them since she's only a freshman. So Macy Day has it, 37 seconds. And somebody wasn't helping Macy Day out to tell her they were counting, and Jeff Vaughn was trying to call a timeout, and the officials did not get it in time, so a five-second call. And so now the Lady Patriots have it. And Osborne gets it to Wilson. Wilson dribbles down to the right wing. She looks, 23 seconds left. Over to Butch. Over to Bennett. She puts up a left-handed hook. Shot no good. It's her own rebound, but travels. So it'll be the Indians ball, 15.7. And we put in Faith Gruby in place of Whitley Rimmel. Whitley Rimmel playing well, but we have a better shot of Faith getting an outside shot. So Macy Day has it, gets to Faith in the left wing. She dribbles in one dribble, shot up, around the rim, no good. Hope Wendell with the shot up. She gets the rebound, and it is in. Indians close it pretty well here. They scored, I believe, six straight points. I think it was 20-11. It is now 20-17 at half. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Mary Kalane's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Mary Kalane's to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Mary Kalane's. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. It's cold outside and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Plains Street Market has some great specials on steaks. You can get 2 8-ounce Choice Angus New York strip steaks or 2 8-ounce Choice Angus ribeye steaks for only $12 now through February 14th. These beautiful steaks are waiting for you in their deli counter, trimmed and ready to go on your grill. Don't miss out on this deal. For only $12, you can get 2 Choice Angus beef steaks, New York strip or ribeye at the Lane Street Market now through February 14th.
We're back at Forsyth Fieldhouse, where the Lady Indians are taking on the Lady Patriots from Tri-Village, down around New Madison and a few of those towns, Hollinsburg, Glen Cairn, Palestine probably. Can't remember who all, what all the towns are down there, but there's a bunch of them. Very nice community down in southwestern Dark County. And the Lady Patriots varsity is 18-1 as of my last thing, and ranked fourth in the state, and have had a really good, strong program for the last several years. Several very good players that we'll see here in the varsity game. If you have time, get out here, because this is going to be worth coming out to see this team, and especially if we can pull, I guess, what you would call an upset. So I think we beat them there last year, and that was definitely an upset down there. So things we have going on now later this evening, the boys are going to be hosting Lima Shawnee. The JV game will start at 6. So Lima Shawnee is, I believe, don't have that in front of me, but I believe they are 18-2, and their only losses are to Ottawa Glandorf, at Ottawa Glandorf, I believe, and at St. Henry. So they have, I believe they are 16-2, 18-2, somewhere in there. So we'll have that information for you in that game tonight. And that will also be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and I believe that that will be Reese Rogers and Chase Bruns going to be bringing that action to you. So next week, it's the end of the regular season for the girls, and they will play at Salina on Tuesday, and then at New Bremen on Thursday. The boys' only game next week is they will host New Bremen on Friday, and those will all be, I believe, I don't have all that information right here. I think those are, some of those are WPGW simulcasts, but you will have, all the games will be on Fort Recovery Radio, so even if it's a WPGW simulcast, so we'll be bringing every game to you, and when it gets to be tournament time, we do have a little conflict. We have a special game lined up for the boys at Findlay College, and they are scheduled to play Van Buren, Tyler Niekamp's team, who is playing very well right now, and that's supposed to be February 23rd, Saturday night, and with our girls' tournament draw, They are also scheduled to play Friday night at 6:15 at Coldwater. And I know our fans don't want to miss either of those games. And unless we can somehow get somebody to change the schedule, and Finley's probably going to be really hard to change because there's a lot of things going on at Finley College, and to have an open Friday night at that part of the season with no girls or boys or some other sport going on in that venue, it's going to be tough. So not sure how that's all going to go. I think right now our plan is whichever game that Rob Weaver broadcasts, we will broadcast the other one. He almost always does the girls and boys tournament games. So whichever one he decides he wants to do, we'll probably broadcast the other one. And it'll be if you go to one, you'll still be able to hear the other one, but that's not ideal. We don't want it that way. We want to be able to get maybe one in the afternoon or one on Friday night or something. We need to get things worked around there, but we may not be able to. We are, our athletic department, our athletic director has very little to do with it, except she can ask. She doesn't have any say in it. So, let's take a quick break here. Again, 20-17, 3.5 minutes to go to the beginning of quarter number three. And Indians are down by 3 here in the JV contest. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with start of action in quarter number 3.
Street Market has some great specials on steaks. You can get 2 8-ounce Choice Angus New York strip steaks or 2 8-ounce Choice Angus ribeye steaks for only $12 now through February 14th. These beautiful steaks are waiting for you in their deli counter, trimmed and ready to go on your grill. Don't miss out on this deal. For only $12, you can get 2 Choice Angus beef steaks, New York strip or ribeye at the Wayne Street Market now through February 14th.
Tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
At Full Brothers in Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters. And depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Full Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Welcome back. We are at Fort Site Fieldhouse. Halftime. About a little over a minute to go here till we start the third quarter. Indians down 20-17. I believe we scored 6 points straight to end the third quarter, so we were kind of close with them. They pulled away, then we kind of came back on them. So it wasn't looking good there for a little bit because they were hot, and then all of a sudden we did a little better. They put some subs in, and we gave them some serious trouble with ball handling. So that helped us out quite a bit. Interesting to see who the Indians will start and who the Lady Patriots will start, because both teams may be having some players that will be playing some of the varsity games, so they'll want to limit their minutes here, so some of the better players may not play a lot here in the second half. So for the Lady Patriots, Molly Scantland, Carsey Sproul, and I've lost the there's the rest of them. They're all standing in a straight line, so I couldn't see any of their numbers. Chloe Godown and Bennett. and Delaney Gray. So it looks like they're pretty much their starters from the beginning of the game. So it's Delaney Gray in the left corner, drives to the base, down the baseline to the lane, comes back out, gets it to Scantland. Scantland to go down. She's a 5-foot freshman, great ball handler. Gets it to Sproul. Top of the key, no good. Long rebound to Grace Guggenbiller. She gets it down in the corner to Hope Wendell. And just a little bit past her outstretched hands. So, Indians throw the ball away, and it'll be go down, bringing it across, guarded by Macy Day. So Macy and Hope and Grace and Whitley Rammel and Emma Collig are in for the Indians. Indians steal a pass there, and it's Hope Wendell getting it to Collig, to Macy Day down in the right corner, inside to Whitley Rammel, up and in, nice pass, nice move. Whitley Rammel with a great move there. Got a tour and she made that turn quickly, up and in, and it's 2019. Indians without a point here. And it is, excuse me, it is Scantlin for the Lady Patriots. Shot up no good, and Macy Day has it coming up for the Indians with a chance to take the lead here. She gets it to Whitley Rammel at the foul line. Back to Macy on the right wing. To Grace in the corner. Grace goes, tries to go inside, gets it inside to Whitley. She kicks it back out to Hope Wendell, puts up a three-pointer. No good. Whitley goes up for the rebound. Looked like she was undercut, but nothing called. And the Lady Patriots come away with it. Gray puts up a three-pointer very quickly. No good. And it will be a foul on the rebound on Carsey Sproul. That'll be her third foul. First team foul. First team foul of the half. And she'll be replaced now by Meredith Butch, B-U-T-S-C-H, Butch, 5'7" freshman. They have two sophomores on this JV team, and the rest are freshmen. Macy into the corner for Collig, puts up a three, and the Indians lead by two, 22-20, 4:38. We've played about 2.5 minutes here, and Indians now have a lead of 22-20. We've scored five, they've scored none, and it is go down, looking try to get it. She finally gets to Scantlin, and it is trying to grab the ball out of her hand, and it is foul on Grace Guggenbiller. That'll be her third foul, first team foul for the Indians, and Grace Guggenbiller will be replaced by Marissa Garkey. So it'll be Scantlin getting it into go down. To back to Scantlin, back to go down clear on the out past the volleyball line now. Macy Day gets it to Scantlin, dribbles to the left wing, steps inside the three-point arch, and shot up, no good. Rebound by go down at only 5 feet tall, and she is fouled by Macy Day. Macy Day towers over her at 5'1", so two smallest girls, and both very quick and very, very good basketball players. This is fun to watch them play. So it is Lady Patriots with the ball. Butch has it. Gets it down to Scantlin. She goes up. Shot is up, and they count the basket. And foul on... Did not see who that was on. Sorry, I missed that. I believe that was on Macy, but I'm not sure. Scott shot up, and the Lady Patriots retake the lead now, 23-22. And Scantlin has 15 points now. And Macy will bring it up. Gets it to Hope. Over to Faith Gruby on the left. Back to Hope on the left wing. Three-pointer up. No good. Faith Gruby knocks the rebound away from the Patriots. And Macy comes up with it. Faith has it down in the left corner. She tries to get it to Hope. Stolen by Scantlin. She'll get it to go down. She dribbles down to the right wing. To Butch at the top of the key. She gets it to Gray. Gets it back over to Scantlin. She's just past the foul line. Shot up. No good. And long rebound to the Lady Patriots. Tries to get it quickly to one of her teammates. And stolen by Garkey. Over to Macy Day. Shot up. No good. Rebound. Fought four. Loose. Hope Wendell comes up with it. And up and in. And a foul. So that is on number 12. That is go down. She doesn't have a lot of points, but she runs the team for the Lady Patriots. That's, I believe that's only her third. Well, that is her third foul. She's going out. But the Indians now lead 24-23, 2:48 left here in the third quarter. Hope brings the first shot, or her foul shot up, and that is good. Indians lead back to 2:48. And Ashlyn Wilson has the ball now in for go down. She gets it to Gray. Gray to Butch. Shot up from the foul line. Up and good. We're tied at 25. Just under 2.5 now. Faith Gruby has it. Aubrey Konapke. Hope Wendell. Faith Gruby, Aubrey Konapke in the left corner. Hope Wendell out top. Marissa Garkey looks to get it to Whitley Randall, but goes over to Faith Gruby down in the right corner. Britt dribbles out to the right wing, passes to Hope Wendell, goes in the lane, back out to Faith Gruby, and she'll be called for a travel. Minute 59 left here in quarter number three, and we are tied at 25. Indians trailed 11-7 after 1, 20-17 at halftime after scoring six straight at the end of the second quarter. So tied at 25 now. And it is Scantlin goes into Bennett. Back out to Scantlin, left wing, shot up, no good. And Bennett steals that rebound away from Whitley Randall. And it is back out to Wilson, and she gets it to Scantlin. Tried to throw a pass. It would have been a jump pass, and she saw that passing lane was blocked, and she came back down with it, and it'll be Indians' ball. Just under a minute and a half here. Quarter number three, tied at 25. DeFaith with it on the left wing to Aubrey. Alyssa Evers in now. And Indians will take a timeout. We'll take a timeout with them. Be back in just a minute.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back here at Fort Site Fieldhouse. Minute 12 left in quarter number three. Indians and Tri-Village Lady Patriots tied at 25. Been a pretty good game here. Our Lady Indians JV has played well, played hard. This is obviously a very talented Tri-Village junior varsity team. Did not get their record, but there's definitely some skill, ball handling, smarts, and shooting on this team. So Indians will bring the ball in, be under our basket. Macy Day into Hope Wendell. Tries to turn, and we're going to have a jump ball on the alternate possession. It will go to the Indians. Macy gets it into Elena Evers. Shot up, no good. It's rebound, and they will call a jump ball, even though the basket went in on a partial block. And so it will be, since it was Indians' ball 3 seconds ago, it's their ball now. Minute two to go here in quarter number three. And it's Wilson, gets it to Scantland, back to Wilson, out at the top of the key, backs out behind the volleyball line, now dribbles to the left wing, down in the right left corner to Delaney Gray, shot up, no good, and rebound off of the Lady Patriots. So Grace Guggendiller will replace Elena Evers, and it'll be Aubrey Knapke. Passing it into Macy Day. Macy will bring it up, uncontested. 33 seconds left here in the third quarter. Again, tied at 25. Indians have so far outscored the Lady Patriots 8-5 here in this quarter number three. And we're content to just dribble for a little bit. About 18 seconds now. Macy still dribbling out there. And the defense still holding their zone. Indians start doing a little movement on offense now. Gets it over to Grace Guggendiller on the left wing. Puts up a three. No good. Rebound by the Lady Patriots. Out of bounds. 0.7 seconds. And it'll be, they'll have to go three quarters the length of the court. And we're going to put Whitley Rammel in quickly to replace Hope Wendell. Because they're probably going to try to go to Bennett, maybe. We'll see. And they get it in. No chance for a shot. And that is the end of quarter number three. Tied at 25. Back right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kapp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. We're tied at 25 going into the fourth quarter. It'll be the Indians' ball to begin the last 7 minutes of our game. This will be followed, of course, by the varsity game. Lady Indians will have a tough chore this afternoon going against state-ranked one-loss Lady Patriots. They're ranked at number four. Indians have it. Macy inside to Hope. Back out to Macy. Hope comes out in the left corner to get it. Macy, Grace out on the left wing. Hope on the left wing makes a three-pointer. Colleague puts up a three on the left wing. No good. Macy Day comes down with the rebound and tipped out of her hand and off her knee, and it'll be Lady Patriots. So it'll be Scantland. She has 15 points. She throws it in to Chloe Godown. Back to Scantland on the right wing. She gets it out to Sproul to go down. Back out to Scantland in the left corner now. Back out to go down. She's out past the volleyball line now. Dribbles to the right. Gets it to Scantland. Three-pointer up. No good. Rebound to Hope Wendell. And Macy will bring it up. 6:02. We played a minute here. No score in quarter number three. Hope has it. Gets it to Colleague over to Macy in the corner, to Grace Guggendiller right wing, back out to Hope on the left wing, to Macy Day, top of the, and over to Grace, inside to Whitley, over to Hope Wendell, shot up, no good, Grace, with a, oh, she went right around that girl and got the rebound, and they call some contact on that, so it'll be the Lady Patriots ball. We played about a minute and a half here in the third quarter, and it's no team has scored. We're still tied at 25. I believe that was Grace's third or fourth foul. So she's out, and Faith Gruby is in. It is go down to Bennett at the top of the key. She goes back out to Bennett, down inside to Sproul, back outside to Godown. Godown dribbles to the right side. Bennett at the foul line, tries to go inside to Bennett, and she is able to get the ball out to Godown. She gets it to Sproul from the foul line, up and in. Lady Patriots lead by two, 27-25, just under 5 minutes here in the fourth and final quarter. To be Faith Gruby, gets it to Macy Day. Hope Wendell on the right wing to Faith, to Colleague, and knocked away by Scantland, but grabbed by Faith. Or excuse me, Hope Wendell, but as she tries to catch her balance and get it down court, she did a little traveling. So just over four and a half to go here in the game. And it is Sproul gets it to go down over to Scantland, shot no good, and it'll be Macy Day. She'll bring it up for the Indians. It'll be inside to Whitley. Over to Elena Evers. Up no good. Whitley with the rebound knocked away by the Lady Patriots. That'll be Indians ball. And Emma Colleague will go out. And Marissa Garkey will come in. Indians have it. Gruby to Garkey, to inside to Whitley Rammel, and she went to make a move, got a little bit of a bump, and they called a travel. So Patriots just under 4 minutes now, 2-point lead for them, and it is go down. She gets it in the corner, can't see the number, coach is in the way, and it's shot up, no good. Bennett with the rebound. And it's go down again. She gets it over to the right to Scantland. Knocked away by the Indians. Scantland picks up and makes a little drive in. And shot up, no good. And Macy Day comes away with it. She gets it to Whitley Rammel over on the right. Up, knocked away by Scantland. She goes the length of the court, tipped away by Macy Day. Didn't get a shot off. Technically, they did because we fouled her in the act of shooting, but ball never got as high as her head. So it'll be Scantland at the line. 3:16 left here in the contest. 27-25. We've played over half the quarter. Indians have not scored, and the Lady Patriots have scored two. We were 25-25 at the end of three. So, very low scoring third quarter. Total of 2 points. And that went up, no good. She misses both. So, rebound by Bennett, and she gets it out to Scantland, gets it over to Sproul, and she puts in a little jumper from the foul line, and they now have a 4-point lead, 29-25, 3:03. Indians will take a full timeout, so we'll take a timeout with them. Back in just a moment.
Proud proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in full-type and truck mount models. They are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with the poultry drill in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're back here at Fort Site Fieldhouse. Indians down four now. 4 minutes played here in the third, in the fourth quarter. Indians have not scored, and the Lady Patriots have scored 4 points, two baskets. So Indians have it. Grace over to Macy on the left wing. She gets over to Grace, cutting across the lane. Gets it to Gruby. Back to Grace in the left corner. She puts up a shot. No good. And it is Bennett with the rebound for the Lady Patriots, and she'll get it to Godown. Godown again brings it across, as always, for the Lady Patriots. Scantland on the left wing. Gets it to Sproul. She's made a couple of shots here recently from out around the foul line. We're going to have a foul called, I believe. Well, I don't know. Maybe there's, I don't know. It looked like he pointed at something for a foul, but he didn't come over the scorer's table, so it doesn't look like there is a foul. Picked up something off the floor, so maybe there was something out there he thought might be dangerous. So it'll be go down. And she's out past the volleyball line, guarded by Macy Day, giving her a lot of pressure, and she throws it away, and Faith Gruby has it. She'll bring it up for the Indians. Gets it to Macy on the left wing, to Guggenbiller in the left corner. Inside to Hope Wendell. Shot goes up. Looked like a clean block, and a foul is called on Bennett, and that will be her second. And Hope will go to the foul line. Chance to make two. Three dribbles. Isaac up and good. 29-26 now. And Whitley Rammel is in for Grace Guggenbiller. And it'll be Hope with one more here to get it within two. And that's up and in. Deadly as usual. Two for Hope. And it'll be into Sproul. She gets it back to Godown. Godown's trapped down there. Indians with a that probably had an eight count on the Lady Patriots, and they had not gotten it anywhere near even their own foul line. So there was very close to getting a 10-second call. And so the Tri-Village coach calls a timeout. And so 29-25, minute 57, just under 2 minutes to go here in the game. And I want to let you know about some stuff coming up tonight. The boys host Lima Shawnee, and for Recovery Radio, we'll bring you that one. Next week, the girls are at Salina. Thursday, the girls are at New Bremen. And then Friday, the boys host New Bremen. That's next week's games, plus tonight. So get out to all of those. It's there's only two more games for the boys and two more games for the girls after tonight before the end of the season. So the Lady Patriots bring it in, and Faith Gruby with a foul, and they are bringing it in again. 16 foul, and it is Bennett going. Normally, I'm not sure why she did not get the ball to go down.
but she brought it across herself, got a little bit of pressure, and bounced it off her leg into the stands. So it'll be the Indians' ball now. Faith gets it to Macy. Macy dribbles across, gets it down in the corner to Hope. Hope gets it inside to Whitley. Tries to make the move, can't. Gets it to Macy in the left corner, shot up. That's usually a good shot for Macy and does not go, and it is rebound for Bennett. And she gets ahead to go down. And go down brings it across. She's down near the baseline, comes back out, gets it to Scantland. Scantland back to go down. She loses it, but gets it back. And Macy Day is chasing her around along the top of the key there. And it's out to Scantland. It looked like they were trying to hold the ball, and they find an open three, and Scantland puts it in, and it's now 31-27. I guess that wasn't a three, only a two, a long shot. It wouldn't have been a shot you'd be looking for with a minute to go in the lead. Hope Wendell now with a three-pointer. Up, no good. Macy Day can't quite get it, and we've got a couple of Indians and a Patriot on the floor. Alternate possession will go to the Lady Patriots. 41.6. Indians down 31-27. Indians have six team fouls, so the next one will put them in the bonus and put them on the line. And that's probably what we're looking for now here with a 4-point deficit and 41 seconds to go. It will be Delaney Gray gets it into go down, and it'll be a foul on Macy Day. That'll be her fourth. So she makes that sacrifice to put her fourth foul out there, but to put them at the line with only 2 seconds going off the clock. So it'll be go down, going to the line. They lead by four. Go down. Doesn't have any points here, but as well as she handles the ball, you have to think she's probably a good shooter, but she misses this one. Rebound to Grace Guggenbiller. She throws it to Macy Day, who didn't see it coming. Bounces over her. Grace has it. Back taken now by the Lady Patriots. And Emma Colleague touches her to make sure that we get a foul and stops the clock. 27. So not sure what was going on there, but Grace Guggenbiller had the ball, and she normally doesn't handle it. She tried to get it to Macy, who was not looking for it. So it'll be go down going back to the line again. She missed the first one just moments ago for the front end of a 1-1. See what she does here. 4-point lead. That one also misses, and that is a rebound for Bennett. She gets it to Scantland, and she's fouled by Macy Day. That'll be her fifth foul. And she makes that sacrifice to stop the clock, but she'll be going out. And we have Hope Wendell coming in also for Grace Guggenbiller, and Whitley Rimmel coming in for Macy Day. Molly Scantland will go to the line for the Lady Patriots. 23.5 to go here in the game. Foul shot up, no good. So far, the Indians' strategy is working. They haven't made a foul shot on the 1-1s, but we can't come down and make it. And Hope misses a three-pointer. That's a nice shot for her. Rebound, the Lady Patriots. And it's 7 seconds, and we're going to let it run on out. So the final score here will be 31-27. And so the Lady Indians go down to defeat here. Score 31-27. We'll take a quick little break here, and we'll be back in just a little bit.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just the same. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Jackie Boring from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
We're back here at Portside Fieldhouse, where the JV Lady Indians have gone down to defeat by a score of 31-27 to the Lady Patriots of Tri-Village. First quarter, the Lady Patriots led 11-7. In the second quarter, they scored several very quick points, and but the Indians scored six at the end of the third or second quarter, at to only be down 20-17. Indians outscored them 8-5 in the third quarter to be tied at 25, and then in the fourth quarter, Indians only scored two, could not make the shots when they needed to, and the Lady Patriots come away with a 31-27 victory in the JV contest. Be back in just a little while with the Wayne Street Market pregame show for the varsity contest.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.